La municipalité de Russell souligne l'engagement de deux entrepreneurs d'Embrun pour leur contribution à l'accessibilité et à l'inclusion dans la communauté. José Martel et Kim Vincent, fondateurs d'Ability Hive, ont reçu un prix de reconnaissance citoyen. Kim Vincent nous parle de la création de l'entreprise en 2023 et des premières étapes de son développement.
Ability Hive started in October of 2023. We started with an accessible Halloween event. It all started really with watching a newscast and seeing an accessible Halloween event, something we'd never seen before. And Jose and I just thought it was so amazing. And we thought, like, how can we do this, you know? So we put our heads together and we just, you know, we were always those crazy Halloween people on our street. So we decided, you know, after looking at our 12-foot skeleton and our 12-foot witch, we thought, we're going to make an accessible Halloween event. And we just basically put it out into, you know, we did a post on the local Facebook group, the Embrun Concerned Citizens, which had, I think at the time, about 5,000 or 6,000 people. Would anybody like us to do an accessible Halloween event? And the post kind of blew up. The mayor reached out. Like, it was really cool. It was so organic. And from that point, I told Jose, I said, you know, we've been wanting to do something for quite a while under a name. And right there and then, we had a week to get ready for the Halloween event. We came up with a name in a couple of days. We had a website in 3 days. And then...
thanks to him.
Ability Hive was born from that point on, so... Yeah.
Kim Vincent et José Martel expliquent comment leur initiative, d'abord axée sur un événement d'Halloween inclusif, s'est ensuite développée en une entreprise spécialisée dans les outils sensoriels.
If we go back to 2023, we started with the accessible Halloween event, and we were on such a high after that event. We were trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do? You know, we didn't really know what we were going to do. All we had was a name, right? We had a name, and we had an event that we just finished wrapping up, and we thought, you know, why don't we have a chance here to do something really unique, really special, and at the same time, we can help out the community as a whole while we're doing it. So we thought, like, our life is basically wrapped around our kids, and, you know, especially with our daughter and her challenges, her unique challenges. And we thought, like, let's fix a problem that we have ourselves, finding options and products and whatnot. So we started this, and we started as an online store. So we launched that in March of 2024. So maybe, you know, just 6 months after we did the Halloween event, not even, maybe like 5 months after the Halloween event. And we've just had rapid growth. We've shipped across Canada. We service to schools, museums, families, caregivers, everything in between. And now we're actually at a point where we're opening a brick and mortar physical location in Ottawa. So that's on the horizon. That's coming this summer. So we're very, very excited. And it's been quite the evolution over the course of whatever, 2.5 years, you know, or whatever. It's gone so quickly. And when we first started Ability Hive and we launched our website, we told ourselves, and it's out there in the universe, that we wanted to open a store, a physical location, because number one, our products are very much touch to trust. People want to see it. They want to see, what does it look like? Is it bigger than the picture? What does it feel like? What is it? Is it heavy? Is it light? And it's very important that people can bring their children or, you know, whoever they may be taking care of into a place where they can actually look at the products and touch it and feel it firsthand and see if the individual even likes it, you know. There'll be demos and different ways they can test out those items in the store. So yeah, this has just been a huge, huge evolution for us. And we get to do all kinds of cool things. When I said that we wanted to also build a company that gives back, like, that's what we do. We donate 2% of our sales. So we been able to donate over $18,000 so far to different organizations. Everybody from Barry's Poppins, which is a local popcorn maker with Down syndrome who does amazing events, to Guttal Altruism, our friends there, and then everything else in between. We've donated Valeris, donated to. So it's been really cool, you know. And sometimes we don't even donate to a group or organization. Sometimes we create something. So we did neurodivergent small business owners. We did, you know, $1,500 to small business owners who are neurodivergent. We've done Sensory Santa events, you know, so it's been really cool to give back at the same time while we're building something. And it's just the start, you know. It's really exciting to see. And we're almost crossing that $20,000 mark, which is coming soon. And it's exciting.
I think it's great to have the freedom to do what we want to do and just give back. And, you know, I feel like that feeling of giving back is very addictive. Like, it's, you just kind of want to do more and more and more and more, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy to think, like, in our first year, actually, you know, when we're trying to grow the business, it was hard. Anytime we wrote a check or whatever, it was hard because we were basically, like, we weren't making any money, right? But we were giving out, we donated more than we made. believe it or not, in that first year. Yeah. But now, you know, we're in a much different place now, and it feels good, and we've got huge support and from the community locally, but
yes.
We've had so many customers who are on their 10th, 11th, 12th order, you know, support from schools, support from libraries. It's been tremendous. Like it's yeah, we're so thankful for doing something that we're so passionate about and that we love, and we can do things that help families like us, you know, that are in our shoes. So it's been mm-hmm. really wonderful.
José Martel et Kim Vincent se disent honorés d'avoir reçu un prix de reconnaissance citoyenne de la municipalité de Russell et ravis d'avoir pu partager ce moment en famille avec leurs enfants.
I was actually surprised. I didn't actually know that it was, you know, coming to us. I guess I don't know how to put it in words. I was really surprised and shocked. It's a really good feeling, and I just feel like, I also feel like we have such a good community. It was almost like, how can I say? I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like the award is, yeah, it came to us, but in reality, it should go to the community in a way. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how I feel.
Same for me. It was an honor, really, an unexpected yes. honor. And yeah, it's just funny to think that we started this with just the intention of doing an accessible Halloween event, and then we've got to do so many things along the way that it just kind of accumulates, and we didn't even really notice it as we're doing one donation here, one donation there. But then when I looked at the amount, like what we've donated and what we've been able to, you know, all the cool things, and there's lots of things we don't even really mention that we get to do and make donations, but it was really surprising. But we were touched, we were super mm-hmm. touched by it, and yeah, it was shocking. When we went there, we wanted to make sure our kids were with us. Oftentimes when we're doing anything Ability Hive, it's very hard to have our kids involved. It's, you know, there's a lot of work that's involved with bringing our kids anywhere we go, but it was like, it was so meaningful to us. Like they had to be there. We just went there as a family, really. You know, we didn't really go there as Ability Hive representatives. We were really there as a family. And I was just so happy that our daughter and our son could join us and be in the picture. And they gave us these really cool medallions with our names on the back, and it was something that we'll probably, I don't know, throw into a frame and put a picture in. It was really great, you know, talking to the mayor, and we've had support from the community and from the township in general for just about everything we've been doing, you know, even with the past mayor moving on to this mayor, you know, and then, you know, the different councillors, Mark Lalonde and Lisa Deacon, everybody's been very supportive, and we've got a lot of other things that we're working on, actually. We've got many other things that we're working on that I can't really say too much because they're very much secret right now, but we're so thrilled to be part of the community, and it's just been wonderful. We moved here 8 years ago, so back in 2018. Has it been 8 years? Yeah. And it's just been an amazing place to live and mm-hmm. raise our children, and it's been wonderful.
Ability Hive ouvrira sa première boutique physique cet été à l'intersection du boulevard Saint-Laurent et du chemin Belfast à Ottawa. Rose Kressler, journaliste IGL à Russell.